We want to begin the shiur by wishing a mazel tov to a former member of the Night Chabura who's getting married Sunday, Jesse Gordon, who was a Night Chabura member for 2 years. He's getting married on Sunday to Sivan Kolom, the sister of one of our Talmidim. And we would like to wish him mazel tov. And let's begin with week 11, Moed Katan, Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. The Gemara in Moed Katan, Dav Chesem Adbeis, tells us that the reason the Mishnah tells us you can't get married, Ein Nosim Nashim B'Moed, the reason the Mishnah tells us you can't get married on Yontif is because of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. You are not supposed to mix one Simcha with another. We don't mix two Smachot. We already have the Mitzvah De'Oraisa V'Samachta B'Chagecha. So the drasha on that is from the Gemara, V'samachta b'chagecha, b'chagecha v'lo b'ishnecha. Choose one or the other. Either get married or enjoy yontif. But choose one or the other. The Yerushalmi, the question is asked, just before we get to the Yerushalmi, of why is it a problem of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha? Meaning, why is Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha a problem? Why is it a problem to combine two simchas? Why is it a problem to combine two smachot? So there are actually four reasons. Here we go. The Yerushalmi gives two reasons. The Yerushalmi's first reason, this is the Yerushalmi in Moed Katan, Aleph Zayin, Parak Aleph Halacha Zayin. We know the Yerushalmi was broken up by Prakim and Halachos. So the Yerushalmi in Moed Katan, Aleph Zayin, gives the first reason is that it learns it from a different pasuk. We quoted from V'samachta b'chagecha, b'chagecha v'lo b'ishnecha. So the different pasuk is Malei Shavu Azos. I promise you, I did not plan. Just like I always say, I did not plan 3 years ago to give the sugya in our 25 favorite sugyas in the Hilchos Masechta Shabbos of shoveling snow on Shabbos, the week that ended up being a snowstorm in Yerushalayim, January 10th. But I, 2013 to be exact, I did not plan to quote a pasuk from Parshas Vayetze, the week of Parshas Vayetze, but the first pasuk that the Yerushalmi quotes is he learns it from a different pasuk than the Samachta B'Chagecha, and that pasuk is Malei Shavu Azos. That Lavan tells Yaakov, finish this week of work. It's also my parsha. So Lavan tells Yaakov, finish this week of work, and then you can also marry my other daughter. So the Gemara says, it's clearly Do'oraisa. Sorry, so the Yerushalmi says, it's clearly Do'oraisa. Feels a little funny to be in a different makom, right? The Gemara in Brachos says that you're supposed to be a makom kavua. So it feels different for everyone. It's okay. It's clearly Do'oraisa, but it's a strange source. Let's focus. It's a strange source because it's not talking about getting married competing with another simcha. It's referring, that pasuk, is referring to not mixing two of the same simchas, two of the same smachot. Don't marry my second daughter. You can marry them, but don't marry my second daughter until you're finished with the shavu brachos of the first daughter. So it's marrying and marrying. It's nisuin and nisuin. Don't marry your second wife and you're still in shavu brachos with your first wife. That's the Yerushalmi's first reason. We have four reasons here of why Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha is a problem. Of why we say Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. The second reason is, as opposed to the Bavli, which learns it from the Pasuk in Melachim, Parches, Vayash Shlomo Esachag Shivas Yamim, Vishivas Yamim, 7 days and then again 7 days, we learn it from Alei Shavu Azos, that Yaakov didn't marry both Rachel and Leah in the same week. But there's even a third Pasuk, Ki Chanukas Hamizbeach Asu Shivas Yamim VeHachag Shivas Yamim. So it's not B'Samachta B'Chagecha. It's not Malei Shavu Azos from our parsha, but it's the pasuk from Malachim of making the Chanukas Hamizbeach 7 days and not combining that celebration with the Yontif, which is also 7 days. You have to separate those two. Sorry, that is. The pasuk we quoted first was the pasuk Malachim. That's a pasuk from Divrei Hayamim, excuse me. That's a pasuk from Divrei Hayamim. I apologize profusely. Divrei Hayamim Beis, Perek Zayin, pasuk Tes. I apologize. You see, though, that the insistence to learn from Alei Shavu Azos originally, which is the second pasuk, we have four pasukim, look at that. You see that the insistence to learn from Alei Shavu Azos is due to the fact that that's the only pasuk dealing with Nisuin, which is a Simcha D'Oraisa, as opposed to the other psukim, which don't pose a problem according to our Mishnah and our Gemara in Moed Katan, which mentions another Simcha, which presumably is not a Simcha Mida'oraisa. You're right, Sukkis, V'samachta B'chagecha, V'yisach Sameach, that's a Mitzvah D'Oraisa of Simchas Yontif, and so are weddings, but the Pasuk of Chanukah Samizbeach is not. And that's where the Yerushalmi understands. So again, different psukim. The first one, Leishav Azos, from our parsha. The second one, from quoting two psukim, Malachim Ches, Divrei Hayamim, Beis, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Tes. That's the Yerushalmi. The second reason of why it is a problem to be Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha is from Tosfos. Tosfos in Moed Katan Alatar. Tosfos in Moed Katan Chesam and Beis, Dira Maschel Lefi. Say Tosfos. It's an issue of, this should sound familiar, Sugya style, week 3 or 4. Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. They're all in Yom Torah. It's an issue of Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. That your heart should be focused on one mitzvah and not turn away from that mitzvah. It should be focused. Making an equation between Simcha and Mitzvos. A little curious why there's a need to find the Svara for this if we already have Xeris HaKasav. Also, it's strange, just in terms of analyzing Tosa's reason, it's strange that this is the Svara, because Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos, Chavilos will remember from the end of Elul Zman, from right before Rosh Hashanah, is a Svara Midrabanan. While Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha is a Xeris HaKasav, which is clearly the Oraisa. So it's a question of being Ma'arev, no pun intended, but being Ma'arev those two Svaras. It could be that it's not just something nice to do, it's a real din. And the Pasuk was just to make that point. Still, it's a little strange to mix Doraisas and Drabanans. It's strange whenever we do it. It doesn't mean it's the first time it's ever happened. It doesn't mean it's the last time. But it's still strange. But it might be that that making a Doraisa, it could be that it's not just something nice, but it's a real din, and the Pasuk comes to strengthen that.
So you're saying it might just be like an Asmachta? It's really Drabanan? According to Tosfos?
That the pasuk is midah oraisa, but meaning the pasuk maleishu azos is definitely means that it's a dinda oraisa, or ema arvin simcha b'simcha as a concept is midah oraisa, but it's just that it's not a you're saying from that, right? Meaning that would be saying, I'm sorry, I just needed to speak it out loud for a second, right? Meaning that would be an asmachta, and then the pasuk comes to strengthen it. The pasuk comes to strengthen it. Right, okay. Very good, Isaac. Yeah. The third commentary that comes in, which is the fourth reason, is the Rambam and Hilchos Ishas. The Rambam and Hilchos Ishas, Perek Yud, Halachos Yud Gimel, and Yud Dalet, tells us that initially the aspects of bracha and simcha are broken up in the sense that it's mutter to make one bracha for many women. Okay, however, since simcha is a unique obligation fulfilled through chuppah, I'm talking about a wedding, obviously, so since simcha is a unique obligation fulfilled through chuppah, you can only be mesameach with one at a time, meaning it's a technicality, but it is true. So by extension, you may only get married on certain days during the year, not yontif and not Shabbos. Hold on to that thought, Shabbos, because it's a mini-sugi in and of itself, which we're going to get to in about 10 seconds. And not Shabbos, for separate reasons. Yontif is due to Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, but Shabbos is because of the Gemara in Beitza, really the Mishnah in Beitza, Daf Lamed Vav, because of the Isser to do a Kinyan on Shabbos, the Isser Kinyan B'Shabbos, which is that mitzvah, which is that Mishnah on Lamed Vav, Mid Beis and Beitza. So there are three issues addressed here, that if you've been taking notes or paying attention or both, there are three issues addressed here. One is the problem of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha with two women, two weddings. The second is Yontif with a wedding. And the third is Shabbos with a wedding. We're going to get to about half a dozen other examples. That's the end of the issue. But Shabbos seems to be the issue that doesn't belong, because it's a separate Isser. Okay? It's the Isser of the Mishnah and Beitza, Lamed Vav and Beis, of not doing a Kinyan on Shabbos. But it seems to be a separate Isser. And the question is, why is Shabbos part of this discussion? Let's open the sugya up a little bit. Why is Shabbos part of this discussion? So there's a machlokes whether there's simcha on Shabbos. You have to push the question back. Whenever you're dealing with this, and you deal with different days that might or might not have full-fledged halachic simcha, you have to deal with each, and bring the sources from the Gemara, of course, of why, and the Sifri, which we're going to quote in a second, of whether there's simcha on Shabbos, like there is definitely, the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuftes, like there's definitely simcha on Yontif. Very good. So the Sifri in Parshas Baaloscha interprets the Pasuk of Uviyom Simchaschem Uv Moadechem Uv Rashi Chachechem, lists just about everything. Says the Sifri, Uv Moadechem refers to both Shabbosos and Yomim Tovim, which is an explicit reference to their existing Simcha on Shabbos. Okay? The Avudram in his Siddur mentions that we say Yismachu Malchuscha, Why? Because Shabbos is a Yom Simcha. That's learned from a different word in the Pasuk, which is Simchaschem. Simchaschem is Shabbos. The Shiboli Aleket says that it's also true that in two places, in Kol Mekadesh Shvi, so we say, right, B'yom HaShabbos, Sisu V'Simchu, Kimakabli Matan Achliel, and we say, which I'm aware we say by Hallel, which is Yontif. We don't say Hallel on Shabbos ever, but we say Zayom Asa Hashem Nagilu V'Nisbechavo. I mean, just the plain Shabbos. We don't. If we're Shabbos on Yontif, we would like Shabbos Chol Hamoed, whatever. The Ibn Ezra who authored Kiyeshmer Shabbos, the Zmira, the Zemer Kiyeshmer Shabbos, written by the Ibn Ezra. In case we didn't know that, so he writes Kiyom Simacho Su Usasamcheni. So that would imply that it's Kiyom Smachosu Samcheni is that Shabbos is a Yom Simcha, but it's a real question whether Shabbos, and it definitely, according to many, is not on par with Yontif. And the great, great grand Rebbe, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, tells us that, right, he draws a Kal V'Chomer from the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Chavav Medbeis, tells us, the Gemara in Megillah in the second parak, count it, that Tfilos Keneged Tmidin Tiknum. In Shas, there are two places really that have machlokas, whether Tfilos Keneged Avos Tiknum, Avram Shachris, Yitzchak Mincha, Yaakov Marv, which we mentioned before, or Tfilos Keneged Tmidin Tiknum, aka, it's the same thing as saying Tfilos Keneged Karbanos Tiknum. So says the Gemara in Brachos Chavav Midbeis, right, and in the Migdash, there was Simcha as evident by the Karbanos of Musaf on Shabbos, being accompanied by singing and Hodah. If on Rosh Chodesh there's a fulfillment of Simcha in the Migdash, Kal V'Chomer there is on Shabbos. That's what the great, great, grand Rebbe Rav Moshe Soloveitchik tells us. He draws that Kal V'Chomer. That's Rav Soloveitchik's father. So the Yerushalmi in Megillah comes in, Perak Aleph Halacha Dalet. The Yerushalmi tells us that if the Sudas Purim falls out on Shabbos, we delay, what?
Where's the
Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi in Maseches Megillah. The Yerushalmi in Megillah, Aleph, Dalet, and you tell me if there are two choices or more than two choices, Jess, if whatever we're doing in Bavli next after we're done with our current Masechta, if you want to go to Yerushalmi, but you let me know that. That would be a boss move. But the Yerushalmi in Megillah tells us that if the Sudas Purim falls out on Shabbos, we delay the Purim Suda to Sunday. Even though Simchaso Tzluya Bidei Shamayim, that's Shabbos, and Simchaso, the Simcha of Purim, this is straight out of the Yerushalmi, Tzluya Bebezdin. It implies that each is maybe dictated by different people or you know, by different entities, so to speak. But it tells you that each one is a bona fide Simcha, independent of the other. Okay, Simcha, Shabbos rather, and Purim. And you can't mix the two.
Why Shabbos and Yom Kippur?
So Shabbos Yontif just has to be. It's not saying that you push off Purim as a day, but you would push off the Sudas Purim, because the Sudas Purim is a little bit different than Sudas Yontif. And the truth is, I'm not sure if we're about to quote it, but the Rambam in Hilchos Megillah says that you Ketzav Chovas Sudazu Ochel Basar Shosa Yayin. In the Gemara itself, when it's talking about Yontif, which is real full-fledged Simcha, it doesn't mention both. The Gemara has Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin. And we have Besar Shlomim, like in the Migdash, but Purim is seen as one of the mitzvahs of Purim is Sudas Purim. Just like there's a mitzvah of Sudas Shabbos. There is a mitzvah of Sudas Yontif. But Yontif in and of itself is a full-fledged great question, but Yontif in and of itself, and I really truly mean it, because it is a really good question, but Purim is seen as a different Simcha, as we're going to explain right now. So you took the words right out of my mouth. It sheds light on the yisod of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. What's the foundational principle of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha? We only say so if the two simchas are, Noam, there's a great question, but here comes the answer, two different types of smachot, two different types of simchas. The simchas moed and the simchas nisuin. As opposed to when the two simchas are the same type of simcha. You see, therefore, comes the punchline, Noam, and everybody else, that the Simcha of Purim and Shabbos are different types of Simcha. Why is that important for your question? Because the Havamina is, and as my Rebbe likes to say, it's also important to learn, it's not also important, it's very important to learn Havaminas. Right? Some Havaminas you can spend the whole Shir on, like Shammai HaZaken, Gemara in Kiddushin Paskins, ain shliach l'dvar aveira. I, Shammai says in the second parak of Kedushin, yein shliach l'dvar aveira, coming attractions, early to mid-January. It's at the borderline of the January, guys. But it's important to spend time with the Havamina. The Havamina was that there are different types of simchas. The Havamina is that they're the same type of simcha, rather. The Kamash Malan is that Purim and Shabbos are different types of smachot. Okay? Good? Are there any differences to the next question? So we say it's broken up by questions,
why do we
right?
Push them up?
What?
Why do we push Purim up if they're different types of smachot? Saying.
Yeah, because again, the yisod of Ein Ma'arv and Simcha B'Simcha is we only say so if the two Simchas are different types of Simchas. So then Ein Ma'arv and Simcha B'Simcha.
What about marrying someone within the same
So the Simchas Moed and Simchas Nisuin, meaning the Kamash Malan is that. What I was saying, and I'll say it again, is that the Havamina is whether it's Yesh Liach Dvar Avera, which we don't possibly like, because we pass an Angel Liach Dvar Avera.
What about two weddings? The same
right. So that's going to be different than meaning... The four opinions of Ema, Arvin, Simcha, B'Simcha, right, so you're right. Although if you want to say maybe within that that you have one widow and one Basula, you could have that. What?
So you're both the same.
So then you are up the creek without a paddle, but you're up the creek without a paddle in the sense that it's then different than all the examples that we gave, and then that's the difference, which is what I said. The Mishnah says, "Ein nosim nashim b'moed," which means it puts the clash at yontif and nisuin, not nisuin and nisuin, because those are apples and those are apples and apples. How do you like them apples? So those are apples and apples. It's not apples and oranges.
So what about something like bar mitzvah on yontif or Shabbos? Isn't that like?
So the Mishnah doesn't address that. Meaning that would be a life cycle event, but the Mishnah doesn't address that. The Mishnah just says, "Ein nosim nashim b'moed." Just nisuin and yontif. It doesn't say bar mitzvah, meaning it could be that there's no real... There's no maseches bar mitzvah, there is a maseches ksubis, there's a maseches kedushin, and they're adopting to explain the real simcha, the simcha being chuppah, the simcha being the official, halachic Talmudic definition of nisuin. There's no such thing as a bar mitzvah there. It's important for gil mitzvos, the guy's now chayav, but it's not on the same level of nisuin, Talmudically, halachically, or otherwise. But you're right, meaning then you would go back to square one, which is why I say that's not on the same level as we entertain the idea, and that's what we learn Gemara, that's what we learn Sugyas, because we have to get to that point and see what's different. But you have to compare, and that's being Medama Milsa La Milsa, fellas. That's what Gemara is all about. So we end up saying, yeah, that two weddings are not the same. Are there any differences between... Within the Yamim Tovim, that's our next question. Are there any differences within the Yamim Tovim? I told guys who asked last week, in order to make it easier to take notes, it's not that what we're saying is not clear, but the Shiur Sugya style is broken up by a number of different questions, and each answer is like a mini Sugya, adding up to the whole, right, to the whole part. Are there any differences within the Yamim Tovim, now that we conquered Shabbos and whether it's a Yom Simcha? So the first example is Purim. What we left off with, really, so it's a good segue. The Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Tav Reish Tzadi Vav, Seif Ches, tells us that you may get married on Purim. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, I don't think I am, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach got married on Purim. So you may get married on Purim. The Magen Avram says, V'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha only applies to Chagim, Shalosh Regalim, and not Purim. Purim has its own simcha, and please pay attention in terms of lamdas and in terms of the nature of the simcha in Purim, because when you get to Purim, you're going to want to understand the nature of Purim when you're learning through the sugyas of Purim. In halacha and the Gemara, many people learn Megillah in preparation for Purim, you're going to learn the halachas, so you need to know this. Purim has its own simcha that permeates the entire day, meaning the nature of the simcha in Purim is that you have to be happy, but it's not with a specific maisa simcha. We have shtiyas yayin, Adlo Yada, Chayvinus Mesume, we have the Sudas Purim, we have Mishloach Manos, we have Kriyasa Megillah, which all add to the Persume Nisa atmosphere, which leads to the Sudas Purim. But unlike the Yom Tovim, you don't have to do a specific Maisa Simcha. Whereas the Samachta Bechagecha requires a Maisa Simcha. What is that Maisa Simcha? The Gemara in Psachim, Daf Kuf Tes, tells us candies for children, jewelry for women, and meat and wine for us men. Straight out of the Gemara, the Talmud tells us that. Psachim 109a at the top. The Rambam in Hilchos Megillah, Perek Beis Halacha Tesvav, tells us there's a chiyuv of basar v'yayin, but that's part of the suda, which is one of the mitzvot hayom on Purim, in and of itself. And a particular food and drink is just a part of that on Purim, as opposed to on Yontif, it's part of the actual mitzvah simcha. As, again, as supported, and I say everything needs a makor. Everything needs a makor. You might have heard that from me before, as passionately as I just said it now. So our makor is Pesachim Daf Kavtes. It's part of the actual simcha, not just a small part or a demonstration of the added happiness of the day. Comes the Darkei Moshe, one of the Nosei Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch, and explains that Darkei Moshe says that by Purim it only says Mishneh V'Simcha, which is what the Gemara says, right, Jess? Mishneh V'Simcha Ksiv, which we've already done at the beginning of the first parak, which means even the smallest demonstration of simcha is enough. To further break it down, on Purim, it's Yemei Mishneh V'Simcha Ksiv, which is the direct quote from the Gemara Megillah. The days should be ones of simcha. It doesn't matter then, on Purim, getting to the nature of Simchas Purim, it doesn't matter what your method is, but on Yontif, your simcha has to be b'chagecha, because of the chag. Meaning, if somebody makes you happy on Purim, but it's not because of the Misha Anel Amordechai ve'Esther b'shushan aveiro, b'shushan abiro, we said a few months ago in Slicho, Suya Anenu, that's also okay. On Pesach, on Shavuos, on Sukkot, that's not okay. It has to be b'chagecha because of the chag. That's what the Darkei Moshe says. And for no other reason. That's why we only say, Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha by chagim. That's its very reason. Why? You want to know a why to the what, that's a why to the what. And why that's true by the chagim and not by Purim.
So then why,
as again, we've been explaining.
Why do you push it off? Why do you push it off from Purim Shabbos then?
Yeah, so that's a question according to the Darkei Moshe. It could be that without Darkei Moshe making this diuk, without the diuk, Isaac, so then you'd be okay.
I mean,
with the way you learned
it.
I mean, when I explain the nature of Purim, yeah, you're right. The reason why we don't is because Shabbos is not a full-fledged simcha, and neither is Purim. Right? Meaning neither of those are on the level of Yontif. Okay. And the truth of the matter is, neither of those are on the second highest simcha, which is Nisuin. Because when the Gemara, when the Mishnah to be exact, said, Ein nosim nashim b'moed, it's comparing the two biggest simchas, which according to the Mishnah and according to the Gemara, is Nisuin and Yontif, right? Nisuin and Yontif. So you can have the Shabbos, what you were asking before, Noam, you could have, what a comeback, Shabbos and Purim together on the same Shabbos.
Week 11 is going to be my week. We all knew that.
I was feeling it.
We said we don't, though.
My brain.
What?
You're saying that they're not the highest level of simcha, so we should have them together. You said we don't.
You're saying that we don't. Right, so then you just go back that you see therefore that because Purim and Shabbos, even if they're a lower level simcha, they're still by its very nature, so by their own very nature, different types of smachot. And just by the very fact that they're different types of smachot, no, because I want to make this crystal clear, just, it's a great question, and everyone's been asking great questions tonight. In the absence of one of the captains who usually asks great questions, in addition to all those others who ask great questions, he has Shmira tonight. So there are different types of simchas. So using that yisod, notwithstanding the Darkei Moshe, please pay attention, notwithstanding the Darkei Moshe.
It's okay, he's one of the other captains. Step up to speak.
Okay. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem.
You're all waiting for it.
Shkoyach. Just by that very fact, so you put the Darkei Moshe aside, and you say what we said before, there are different types of simchas. And that's why they can coexist, and they don't need to coexist. Okay? Great question, Isaac. Okay. Right, so the reason doesn't matter on Purim, as long as somebody makes you happy. That's why that gives credence to the idea of Ad Lo Yadon Chayiv Inish. Whatever side of Chayiv Inish prior you're on, and we're not discussing this because it's not the time, not for now, but you see that when people get drunk in a very holy way, not in a disgusting way, but in a very holy way, we're going to hopefully revisit that. He'll tell you after, Noam. Even though I wasn't aware of that, again, just making somebody besimcha, you see, that's when people get to a certain level of ad lo yada. That's why it's different than Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot. Okay? But you see people get, you know, like extra crazy, holy crazy, but crazy in a kadosh way, like B'nai Torah. That's the unique character of Purim. and Ad Lo Yada on Purim. Comes the Yerushalmi. We've explained Ad Lo Yada with a little bit of lumbus. Therefore, says the Yerushalmi, you should be able to do the Sudas Purim and Sudas Shabbos together, because as we explained, there's no problem of Ema Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Okay, Isaac? Okay. Right? And again, forget about Sudas Purim and Sudas Shabbos. I mean, in addition to that, let's further break it down. If Sudas Purim overlaps with Simchas Nisuin, that's okay. Rosh Shlomo Zalman's allowed to get married on Purim because all you need is Simcha. That's just a Snapple fact. I mean, that's just a fun fact that you might want to take down for yourself. But the Simchas Purim can be achieved through Simchas Nisuin. It can be achieved through anything. Whether it's another competing Simcha, which is not really competing, or it's just Simcha itself. Another example, right? We opened with the question of, are there any differences in the Yom Tovim? Besides Purim, Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is also the middle case. I said we're going to have half a dozen examples, and I meant it, because we have another five to go after this. That Rosh Hashanah, so the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Gimel Halacha Vav, Gimel Vav in Chanukah tells us, the Rambam tells us, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you don't say Hallel on, because as the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yedaleh tells us, Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisim Psuchim Lefanai. So, because they're days of Yir and Pachad and not Simcha Yisera, the Rambam says. Oh, Zetman Funda, you see from here, a little bit of Yiddish never hurt anybody. Simcha Yisera, Bissel Yiddish never hurt anybody. Simcha Yisera. Zetman Funda, there is Simcha. Mimashma, that there is Simcha. It's just that there's not Simcha Yisera on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We're going to get to that very soon. Daf Yudalit. You're getting Megillah a lot of shout outs. So, right, but they are Yimei Simcha. Another Rambam comes the Rambam in Hilchos Yontif and explains Perek Vav Halacha Yed Zayin. I love it. Perek Vav Halacha Yed Zayin. The 7 days of Pesach and Sukkos, with all the other Yomim Tovim, are all Asurim in Hesped and Tanis. You're not allowed to say a eulogy. You're not allowed to fast. And one is Chayev to be Sameach and Misameach others on all of them, based on V'Sameach Tebechagecha. That's the pasuk he quotes. He's Lashitasa the Rambam because he also, right, because this also includes Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, according to him. Because he said there's Simcha, there's just not Simcha Yisera, right, Avla? Okay, good. The Gemara in Chagiga, Chesem Beis, tells us that one can't get married on Rosh Hashanah based on V'samachta B'chagecha. That's straight out of the Gemara in Chagiga. Talmud Bavli tells us. So it includes Rosh Hashanah, puts it on par with Isaac, with Sukkis, Pesach, right, Pesach Shu'a Sukkis, as we say. You see clearly that Rosh Hashanah is on par with the other Chagim. The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Hey, another marker for this, quotes the Pasuk that we quoted before from Parshas Balos, only one Parsha off. Uviyom Simchaschem of Moadechem of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah refers to Rosh Hashanah. No, not so. The Mordechai in Rosh Hashanah in the first parak, another makar. The Mordechai in Rosh Hashanah in the first parak quotes Rav Nachshon Gaon. Rav Nachshon Gaon says Rosh Hashanah is like a regel and has an obligation of simcha from the pasuk. For the pasuk of Ve'ela Tasub Moadechem. Ve'ela Tasub Moadechem, not now. The Shagas Aryeh in Simen Kuf Beis says we don't even need to mention that you may not fast on Rosh Hashanah. Rather, to be besimcha is a real mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah, like on all the other Yom Tovim, and it's pashut that you're not allowed to fast. That's a machlokas whether you're allowed to fast, but according to the Shagas Aryeh, it's possible you're not allowed to fast. Right? No. Even though there's no Karban Shalmei Simcha, you might want to get this down. Even though there's no Karban Shalmei Simcha, which is important to know in terms of Karbanos and Rosh Hashanah, but in all other respects, Rosh Hashanah is like one of the Regalim, like one of the Yom Tovim. The Ran in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis, Amid Beis, tells us, our minhag is not to recite Tzidkascha and Avinu Malkeinu on Rosh Hashanah Shecholios B'Shabbos. Our minhag is not to recite Tzidkascha and Avinu Malkeinu on Rosh Hashanah Shecholios B'Shabbos, because Rosh Hashanah has the same mitzvah simcha through Achila V'Shtiyah like all other Yom Tovim. It's on par with Yontif. Another source that says that. The Rosh in Rosh Hashanah, Perek Dalid, Simen Yud Dalid, The Rush says in Rosh Hashanah, he quotes that Rabbeinu Yitzchak Bar Yehuda had the minog in Magenza to say V'hasiyenu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and this was hotly contested. And he had that minhag to dafka say V'hasiyenu, which is said on Yom Tovim. We know it. We just said it on Sukkot a couple months ago. Even though we don't nowadays, we happen to paskin against that. But so we don't say V'hasiyenu on Rosh Hashanah. But even though we don't nowadays, the svara to say it means it belongs in the same category as Yom Tovim. So a bunch of Mekoros to tell you that, all across Shas. But it's subject to a machlokes as to whether there's simcha min haTorah bizman hazeh in the absence of the Shalmei simcha, a.k.a. Karbanos, on Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam, another Rambam, yet another Rambam, in Hilchos Yontif, Perek Vav Halacha Yud Zayin. The truth is that we quoted this Rambam before, but the Rambam says, the chi of simcha, but it bears getting down the marker again, excuse me. The Rambam says, the chi of simcha with the karban shlamim is lav dafka. You can fulfill simcha bizman hazeh any other way in the absence of karbanos. I mean, nowadays we don't have karbanos. Meheri yivan amigdash, we will, but you can. You don't need karbanos. You don't need karbanos to fulfill simcha. You can do it any other way. Tosfos and moikatan. Tosfos and moikatan. Daf yedalad amadeis. Dura maschil asay. Says that bizman hazeh simchas yontif, which includes Rosh Hashanah, is only midrabanan. He takes like the middle road. It's the emtzais, the emtzaisa, for those who have learned Maseches Brachos. He takes the middle road, which includes Rosh Hashanah as a yom simcha, but it's only a simcha midrabanan in the absence of karbanos. It's missing karbanos, so it's missing a level of simcha in haTorah. It's simcha that's not midoraisa, it's simcha that's rather midrabanan. Karbanos set the tone for simcha midoraisa, for the chi of simcha midoraisa. And finally, the last part of the sugya, are there any examples of Yemei Simcha that are not Yom Tovim or Nisuin? We gave that middle example of Rosh Hashanah and Purim, which are Yom Tovim, but are not one of the Shalosh Regalim, not Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. So here are five examples. Here we go. The first is Bris Milah. Why Bris Milah? This Bar Mitzvah is Noam said. Why Bris Milah? So these are all the Nisuin example. And Bris Milah example are Talmudic examples. They come from Shas, they come from the Gemara. Tosus and Moikat and Ches Medbez, our Masechta this week. Dira Maschil Mipnei. Tosus and Moikat and Ches Medbez tells us you may make a Bris Milah on Chol HaMoed. Because the Gemara in Ksubas, which is also the Ein Nosim Nashim B'Moed, refers clearly to Yontif, but also refers to Chol HaMoed. Which I'm going to remind everybody. I know we're months away from the next Chol HaMoed, but Chol HaMoed is supposed to, you're not supposed to wear regular weekday clothing. You don't have to wear regular Yontif clothing. The Kaf HaChaim says that you should have four separate sets of clothing, or three separate sets of clothing at least, right? And it's not that complicated. Shabbos, Yontif, weekday, or they really say four. Shabbos, Yontif, weekday, and all the red letter days that don't have an Issur Melacha. Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, Chol HaMoed. So we should treat Chol HaMoed with an extra respect. The Gemara in Ksubis, Chesam et Aleph, tells us that we don't recite Shehasimcha Bimono at a bris because of Tzar Diyanuka, because of the pain that the baby's going through. You could say that we allow a bris milah to take place because its man is kavua, so you can't cancel one because of the other. But in Eretz Yisrael, where we say Shechayanu at all bris milahs, Tosfos would say there's no Tzar Diyanuka. So we say Shehasimcha Bimono, but only, right, Isaac? Only because its man is kavua. So we allow it to coincide because we really have no choice. We have no choice. Bris Milah. Pasuk in Parshat Tazria tells us, by Yom HaShmini Yimo B'Sar Alasso, in your Sefer, in Vayikra. But, but that's that. So we do allow it to coincide. It belongs to him, yeah. The second, like, middle case. The second case of, right, of things, right, of Yemei Simcha that are not Yom Tovim or Nisuin is Pidgin HaBen. Pidgin HaBen doesn't have the element of Zmano Kavua, even though it does have the element of Simcha. The 30th day, 31st day, really. But it does have the element of Simcha. Maybe we hold that it's not with... Maybe we hold that it's not, you know, simcha with another simcha. The only time that it is when you have a nisuin. Okay? So comes the Lecha Mishnah in Hilchos Yontif. The Lecha Mishnah in Hilchos Yontif, Zayin Tezayin. Lecha Mishnah Zayin Tezayin in Yontif, in Hilchos Yontif, says that the Isser of Ein Ma'arvin spares no Simcha. It applies to every Simcha, no matter what. And the Raya is the Chanukah Rabbayit of Shlomo HaMelech that we quoted when we opened tonight's Shir. We quoted from our Gemara, Moed Katan, of Shlomo HaMelech, seen earlier, which wouldn't fall into any specific category. Even that you can't combine with Simchas HaRegel. Even that is subject to the klal of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha.
But I understand.
Which is why it's mentioned.
Why is it that we can do Bris Milah on Shabbos? If it's on the
so again, so that was Isaac's question that wasn't with those two examples, that when you have a lesser Simcha, so we're not as serious. Which we're not as firm. Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha presumably applies to at least one Simcha De'oraisa. Bris Milah is De'oraisa. But it's not a Simcha De'oraisa. It's not Simchas HaRegel. Right?
I see, yeah.
So you're allowed to. The truth is, Isaac, that's the real answer. It's not that the answers I gave you, besides that, weren't real, Chas V'Shalom, but this is like the real answer. You look at all of the examples that Moed Katan is giving, and all the examples that the Rishonim that we quoted on Moed Katan, and all across Shas until now, have given are Simchas that are Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, because they're on the same level. But all of these are worth discussing. And it's worth giving you a few ideas in each one, because it's very important to understand each medium simcha. Rosh Chodesh, which is going to be a coming attraction example in about a minute. But, you know, and other examples. Bris Milah, Pidgin Aben. But even the Chanukah Rabbayit is. Even that you can't combine with Simchas HaRegel, according to the Rishonim on the Gemara. The third example is Tosefes Yontif. Bless you. Tosefes Yontif. You should be blessed with only the best. Only the best. Tosefes Yontif. Tosus in Ksubis. Pay attention. Tosus in Ksubis. Mem Zayin Amid Aleph. Dira Maschal Demasar says that you may get married during Tosefes Yontif. During the time that's, you know, extra Yontif. Even though Tosefes is Doraisa. Where do we know Tosefes is Doraisa? Excellent. Wow. Frish. Even though Tosefes is Doraisa, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Amud Aleph quotes the Pasuk Parshas Emor in Jesse Sefer. Jesse Sefer. That may Erev Ad Erev Tish B'Su Shabbatchem. So you're not supposed to, right? So the so there's a time of Tosefes. So every Nisuin, right? Tish B'Su Shabbatchem. The double mention of Shabbos. Every Nisuin without a Seuda is Mutter on regular times on Shabbos and Yontif, not Tosefes. And the Magen Avraham in Or HaChaim, the Magen Avraham in Or HaChaim, Sin in Tav Kuf Mem Vav. Magen Avraham, Tav Kuf Mem Vav, and Or HaChaim disagrees. He says even a Nisuin without a Seuda is considered a Simcha. Question of whether the Seuda makes the Simcha or not at the Nisuin and should be avoided on Yontif. Why is that a question? Because Chuppah halachically, right? That's the Gemara in Ksubis in the first parak in Shas Katan, which is what the first parak of Ksubis is known as. So in Shas Katan, so the Gemara says, seems to say Chuppah. The Rishonim on that Gemara, the Rambam and others, say that Chuppah really creates the Simcha. Ein Simcha Ela B'Chuppah, which is the direct quote from Talmud Bavli. The fourth example is Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana, the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, we've mentioned Kiddush Levana in the past as the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Membeis and Medalef, Membeis and Membeis. We should know this, Memalef and Membeis at the bottom. We should know where things are in Shas. Very important. Kiddush Levana in Sanhedrin, Mem Aleph and Mebeis, Mem Beis and Aleph, with the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Siman Tav Chavav, which we have quoted before, says the reason that we aren't Mekadesh Levana on Shabbos or Yontif is because of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Crazy. Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Kiddush Levana, innocent Kiddush Levana, it's not on the level of even Shabbos. So the Taz and the Magen Avraham say that when you're Mekadesh Levana on Motzei Shabbos, you'll have extra Hatzlacha. So there's no Simcha involved here. Since the whole point is Hatzlacha, it wouldn't be a problem of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. That's what the Taz and Magen Avraham disagree with the Shulchan Aruch. The fifth and final example, before we just add the cherry on top at the very end, is Rosh Chodesh. We're going to get to this. I'm going to play spoiler for a second. This is our Sugya and Kayetzman of Erchim, the Sugya of Hallel. Everything you need to know about Hallel. Like we had Tzedakah in Tanis, we smashed Tzedakah, we took it and dominated it. So no, sometimes we take a major mitzvah. What?
Demai.
Nominated Demai also. The Gemara in Erchim, Daf Yud Amud Beis, is the Hallel Gemara in Shas. Erechin Yod Amud Beis. Somebody stops you on the street and asks you where these sugyas are in Shas. Yod. You should know. Kedus Levonim Sanhedrin. Yod. You know. In Ma'ariv and Simcha B'Simcha Moi Kav and Daf Ches. We should know these things. So Erechin Daf Yod Amud Beis. Rosh Chodesh. Listen carefully. Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed, but in a very strange place. Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed, yet there's no Isser Malacha. I thought all Moeds had an Isser Malacha. Rosh Chodesh does not, and yet it's called a Moed. So it's somewhere in the middle. Where do we know that it's called a Moed from? The Pasuk in Eicha. Karolai Moed Lishbor Bachurai. So that's Eicha Perek Aleph. Karolai Moed. It's called a Moed, but there's no Isser Malacha. Because it wasn't given... It wasn't given Kedusha status at night. That's why you don't have to repeat Yalav Yavo if you forget it. That's why, hello? You don't have to repeat Yalav Yavo if you forget it at night. Because Ein Mekashen is Achodesh Balayla. Gemara is in Rosh Hashanah, etc. The Yerushalmi says that any day that you bring, right, presumably the same would apply to Chanukah. First of all, any day you bring a carbon, according to the Yerushalmi, I'm sorry. Let's deal with Chanukah in a second. But the Yerushalmi says that any day you bring a karban, there's an Issa Malacha. Rosh Chodesh? Okay. So that's the Yerushalmi. It's Issa Malacha for women, because women weren't Parku Nizmei and La'egel. Women didn't participate in all the evil stuff of the Egel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to them as a Yontif. So that's why women have a Yontif. Those women who don't have the Nihug to have Rosh Chodesh as a Yontif, okay, so they don't. Presumably, and finally, presumably, it's in Yonah Dioma, but presumably the same would apply to Chanukah. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chafal from the Beis and the Mai Chanukah Gemara, tells us that Kuvaim Yomim Tovim Lahalel Vahoda. It doesn't say anything about Simcha, although the Rambam and Hilchos Chanukah that we quoted before, Gimel Gimel says, but, which we're going to quote in a second, but the Gemara in Shabbos, Chafal from the Beis says there's no Issa Malacha, but yet, Kuvaim Yomim Tovim Lahalel Vahoda, they established the days of Chanukah, they set them as days of Halel Vahoda. But the Rambam and Hilchos Chanukah, Gimel Gimel, our last marker for tonight, the Rambam and Hilchos Chanukah, Gimel Gimel, tells us that they are Yemei Simcha, just that there's no support in a text. Listen carefully. Chanukah doesn't have a text. Purim has the Megillah, has Megillah's Esther. We don't read anything on Chanukah. We read Kriyas HaTorah, right? The Karbanos HaNesiim. But the Rambam and Hilchos Chanukah says they're just Yemei Simcha. Just there's no support in the text. While Purim, Chanukah is often compared with Purim. Both Yom Tov and the Rabbanon, they're very different though. Purim, and even if I happen to fiercely disagree with this emotionally, but even if people tell you that the spiritual nace is a greater miracle than the physical nace, which I refuse to believe, but the spiritual nace is a greater miracle than the physical nace, and spiritual threat is greater than physical threat, which I also refuse to believe. But that's a debate that you can have. That's just your own personal emotion and feeling. Purim has a text of Megillah, Chanukah does not. So Purim is a greater simcha, and therefore there's no avelus on Purim. There is avelus. There's full-fledged avelus on Chanukah. I have read the Karbanos HaNesiim. Bayom Arvi Nasi Livnei, fill in the blank, right? So there's right, I've done Kriyas HaTorah, I have leaned in a base Avel on Chanukah. There is full-fledged Avelus on Chanukah, if we didn't know that, so we know that now. But there's none on Purim. And that's where you see the difference. So Chanukah falls short of even Purim. And the truth is, even Bris Milah and Pidgin Abed. They were established as Dave of Halav Odah, but not right, simcha. Not like real simcha. It does mention in the Rambam that they are simcha, but they're not connected to a text or any of the other reasons we gave for simcha.